wear your mask?
I do have my mask for the bus ride.
Got to have it for the bus ride.
We get the bus ride mask back and forth, and then we enter the fairgrounds, and I saw 8 masks today so far. So I guess everybody's been vaccinated here, so that's we got that going for us then, right?
We took a poll during GL, and the vast majority of people have been vaccinated.
Good. Glad to hear it. Very glad to hear it. I do have a couple of fair announcements to make.
All right, here we go.
Okay. Give me your stat on the crowds compared to normal because of the COVID and other things.
50% reduction.
50%? That's, Thursday and Friday had to be a disaster. COVID and weather was obviously terrible. Somebody told me they had a good crowd Sunday, but today, driving just through the tunnel and over here, I could tell that it was going to be a rather small crowd because there was no traffic. But then when I walked in, there were so few people, Joe.
How few were there?
There's so few people, I have decided to waive my own personal rule on people not being fat enough to rent a scooter.
Right.
the not fat enough rule has been waived because there's plenty of scooters this year.
Yep.
So even if you're only like 240, 250,
yep.
My previous rule is you got to be 3 bills for men and 250 for women.
To get a scooter.
To go to scooter. But now there's enough scooters. There's too many scooters.
And you know what? That's kind of a tough weigh-in process, too, at the tent when you got to hop on the industrial size scale to see where you are.
No. Out. No. Yes. No.
You're walking.
Walk, chubby.
Right.
You know, come on. I walked. I made my longest walk of the year up to Gizmo and back. So, if I can do it, you can do it. But
you should have taken the sky ride.
And here's my other part of the...
he likes regular headphones.
Here's my other part of the fair observation.
Yes.
The Gizmos is...
Where is Gizmos?
It's way up, right next to where people get on the sky ride up there.
Well, what is it? What is a Gizmo?
It's a sandwich that comes from Iowa. It's kind of started at the Iowa State Fair, and it's basically... Italian hamburger. It's an Italian
seasoning.
Hamburger.
Italian with seasoning cheese. with ground beef.
Yep. Yes.
And you swear by these.
Yeah, and there's,
oh, they're wonderful.
And there's Italian
provolone.
Sausage
and
mixed
Pat
in.
Pat is sprinkling it on as
yes,
he,
Italian
he's sprinkling
sausage.
It on the sausage as
yes,
he.
Right.
But it's not a thin layer of beef. That's what makes it so good.
I knew we'd get the expert
You get
food
a good
advice.
Load of, you get a good chunk of beef
yes,
on that.
Yes,
do you know what I just learned, though? From one of our guys back here, Pat.
What?
You can also add peppers to it if you want.
Yeah, you could. You could do that.
Is this a long-standing fair tradition?
Well, we discovered it during our fair shows, and Carla, who's the Gizmo Queen, used to bring them down here and distribute small hunks to the audience.
I must say, Rookie, you've impressed me this year. You have not had a single food item over here.
Really?
Not one.
I did jump into the Gizmo here a little bit earlier.
No, I mean on the stage for all of us.
I have not yet. I don't even know why. We've been busy, and today's been it's a little more difficult to put a show together. So I guess I've been
Patrick. Why don't you ask the mayor who he had on as his first guest today in Garage Logic?
Okay. Before that, I have to make my last observation.
Yep. Sorry.
Don't ever take a job as someone loading up the Skyride. Because they have a message on how to load the Skyride that takes about 12 seconds, and it's played on a
loop.
Rotation.
A loop, and it never ceases.
Right.
So while I was sitting at a table up there eating my Gizmo before I brought a couple back for the fellas, I had to hear that damn thing 150 times. And you would want to take a screwdriver and punch your ears out if you worked for the Skyride loading. So that
I
now
switched.
Now
yes.
Now what were you going to say?
What was the question?
Oh, I was Pat. You need to ask Joe who he had on as his first guest at the
who
state.
Who was your first guest today?
Was it Mark?
Yeah,
Mark Eldridge.
Mark Eldridge. He's a he's in the pigeon business. He races pigeons.
Okay, right. Yes.
Yeah. And did you know that? Pigeons use extra sensory perception of noises in the earth crust. That tells them how to get home.
You're kidding me.
No. He had a pigeon that he left in Nebraska that got back to his house in 13 hours.
You're kidding me.
Nope, he's a winner. He's a champion pigeon
champion
person.
There's a pigeon association.
Do you know who was a fantastic pigeon racer?
Who did I bring up, Rook?
Angelo Giuliani.
Angelo
Giuliani.
Who was
my neighbor when I was a kid.
Angelo.
Remember that?
Yes. Did he show you his pigeon racing?
I have this vague memory of pigeons in the guy's backyard.
Angelo was a pigeon racer.
Yes.
And loved the pigeons. And, you know, a big buddy of my old man's.
Right.
And used to come down pheasant hunting and... And what did he have? The feathered thoroughbreds or something
yeah.
he used to call them. But in the bowling league, when I was in the drinking league where we bowled, you know, at North Star Lanes 14 Wednesdays during the baseball off season, and we drank so much that they let us bowl free on Wednesday afternoons. What Angelo was sort of the official... We had a meeting after each bowling
right.
session. There would be the meeting.
The meeting.
Are you going to the meeting, which was to drink, and then in the bar. And then Angelo would make his weekly soliloquy, you
right,
know.
Right.
And generally, it was about pigeons.
Yeah.
Generally, he told us about the various talents of pigeon. And at about halfway through it, people would be screaming, "Oh, pigeon bleep, stop!"
Right, right.
You know, he was a wonderful character, Angelo, that's for sure.
That's from Sports Illustrated.
When Angelo Giuliani of St. Paul is not beating the bushes for baseball players, he is scanning the heavens for pitchers. Pigeons.
Yes.
A former big leaguer with the St. Louis Browns, the Senators, and the Dodgers, and a major league scout for the last 15 years, the sad-eyed, cheery-voiced Giuliani has been racing pigeons twice that long. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
My memory is amazing.
Yes. Well, Angelo is... You, I didn't really... You were neighbors in St. Paul, and did you live down there behind Town and Country then? Didn't
no,
he
no,
live down
no.
there? Angelo lived someplace else then before. No, no, he lived over off West 7th, right?
No, we were on Linwood between Victoria and Milton. I swear he was a neighbor. Maybe I'm making
okay,
that up.
No, you're probably
why would
right.
I know Angelo Giuliani yes. raised pigeons?
Right.
Well, he was, you know, Angelo, born in Italy.
Yeah.
And in the World War One, his family ended up going to Paris, and he was in Paris, and the Nazis never took over Paris. Not, they weren't Nazis then, whatever the hell they were, fascists of some kind. They never took over Paris, but Angelo waited out World War One when he was a kid in Paris before he came over here and ended up being a big league player. Couldn't hit a bull in the ass with a bass fiddle, though, man. I think he hit about 190 maybe for his career. He was that feisty third catcher that every team used to have.
Yeah.
Play 20 games a year.
And, he would have lasted 10 years with Gardy.
you know, Chris, until... Sometime in the 70s, maybe, late 70s, early 80s, when they started going with two catchers, you always had the third catcher who never played.
Right.
But he was there in case two guys got a foul ball in the private parts or something and they needed one. Or they, you know, before the DH, you needed a third catcher because you had to pinch hit and for the pitcher. And
so yesterday
like
the Twins had to fly out of here to go to Detroit for their playing right now.
Yes.
And then back tomorrow for two games against the Cubs.
I did a bit of a tirade about this morning to somebody. Back in the days of sanity with baseball, if you had two rotten teams who had been rained out and this game was going to have no influence whatsoever, mm-hmm. you just didn't play it.
Mm-hmm.
You just waited. You played. Now you look it up when the Twins... I think the Twins' first year they were 70-90. They had two rainouts that weren't made up because they stunk. And through the years, there's a few of those seasons where they just didn't make. If you got rained out and.
So is this because of TV? Is that why?
I don't know.
What was so crucial about them having to go there?
I have no idea. It's an afternoon game on BSN with the Tigers. What do you think they're going to do?
Right.
About a 0-0-3 or something like that. So it can't
just because they're on in the bars. That's
I don't know what the reason is. I have no idea, but it's very stupid. That
maybe it's
there.
In the collective bargaining agreement because of all the bonus structure that's built into statistics.
Somebody else mentioned that. I would doubt. I would guess if you
it's pretty
voted,
deep, huh?
I would guess, though, if you voted... if you had the players vote whether they wanted to fly to Detroit so in case they could get four more at-bats, right. I think most of them would say, no, thank you.
Is this your first visit this year to the fair?
Yes, it is. First visit since 18, I think.
You were out here for the fair in 19, weren't
19,
you?
19, I must have come out and made an appearance, yeah, or two. Yeah. But we didn't. We weren't here regularly in 19. As you'll recall, Reavers, your contribution got us fired, basically.
Yeah, that's so true. True.
Got the show dumped.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, we weren't here every day. So,
in fact, Joe, I was trying to confirm if we were going to have Pat as a guest either on the phone or in person on Friday's Garage Logic show. And the answer to Pat, I asked Pat if he was coming out here. He said, bleep, no.
Yes, well. Not for 10 minutes. not for 10 minutes. Although, if I knew you could get on the bus and get here in 7 minutes and turn around the congestion is not what it normally is.
Well, do you think the vibe's the same?
I don't know.
I think it's a little different.
Yeah, it is. It is. I don't know. People are...
Well, the fair should be hot and sweaty, and you can't move.
Yeah, today's as good as it gets, isn't it?
Man, it's gorgeous today. And this crowd, I can tell, is significantly bigger than last Thursday and Friday.
You know what? Last Thursday and Friday, Joe, I found something doing something I never do. I rooted for rain.
Really?
We actually need it.
Oh, boy.
Because you're pro-drought.
I'm pro-drought, but I found out I'm not completely pro-drought when it's that bad. You know.
Please tell me you saw the playoff between Cantlay and DeChambeau.
God, I loved it. It was
wonderful. Wasn't that fantastic? Can Cantlay putt?
Oh man.
My God.
But Bluto.
Yeah.
He is the worst PR man in the history of golf.
Wonder if you're thinking the same thing I am.
Well, here's my thing. When you have just played one of the great six-hole, there's a couple of things. He got upset because Cantlay was walking on the fairway when he was getting ready to do through all his BS.
On the final playoff hole?
No, 14 during the regular.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, he said, Patrick, you got to be walking all over Patrick or something. He barked at him.
Yeah.
Because, Cantlay was just kind of meandering up the fairway while this guy was taking his usual 25 seconds to take his shot. He hadn't addressed the club or the ball or anything.
Well, here's what I noted. The congratulatory moment at the end was the briefest I've ever seen.
That's what I've said. That's what I was getting to.
Where's the hugs here? What a battle we just had.
You guys just had one of the great battles in history. It was fantastic. I mean, DeChambeau hits it in the creek and then hits one of the great shots ever.
Right.
To get himself back into the playoffs. And he gives him the 1 second perfunctory.
It was Kurt.
Yes. Yeah, he's pouting because you beat him.
Yes, that's what I thought.
It's golf.
It was like, you took this from me. I was supposed to win this.
Yeah. Well, see, when he's coming up 18 and Cantley's got the 22-foot putt or something, he doffed his cap to the crowd.
Yes.
Did you see that?
Yes.
He was accepting their congratulations for the championship.
And wasn't it interesting the extraordinarily two different styles they play?
Oh, God.
It's just amazing.
Yes, yeah.
Now, is Cantlay the number one guy going into the FedEx?
Yes, yeah. He's 10 under.
Why do they give you 10 under?
People are so dumb.
Yeah.
They watch golf on Sunday and the tour championship, and they can't figure out why the guy that won didn't win the $10 million. So they wanted the guy who won the tournament to win the FedEx Cup.
Okay.
$15 million now,
by the
way.
Yeah, yeah.
But they started this, three, 4 years ago,
yeah.
Right? So, but he's not talking to the media either, DeChambeau.
Oh, yeah.
He's pouting because something happened. He didn't like the way he was treated when he tested positive for COVID and then couldn't go to the Olympics, and people were ripping him for, being a dummy.
And compare that to Rahm having a tournament taken away from him.
Yes.
Coming off the 18th green at, where was it, the Memorial? Whatever.
Yeah. No. Yeah, it was...
Well, he's winning.
I thought it was more recently than that. Maybe it was the Memorial.
He was winning it.
Because he was 6 ahead.
Yeah,
he was six ahead. He, you know, there's no chance he wasn't going to win it. He's the best player in the world. But this course was had the wide fairways where DeChambeau couldn't hit it in the woods, so he could hit it as far as he wanted to. Man, that was a great playoff. I was transfixed.
I was too.
I started watching it about 12 or so and watched it the rest of the afternoon. Yeah. So it was great. It was and Cantlay is now like this guy, when he started, DeChambeau, when he started hitting it out of sight a couple of years ago, kind of had the young crowd in his favor.
Mm-hmm.
But he's being taunted now by them. He's turned everyone against him, basically.
Mm-hmm. Because I just don't like the style.
Don't
putt like that.
Yeah, he got everyone upset. He got all upset because some guy said, "Hey, Brooksy!" Yeah. They yell Brooksy at him, and that gets him upset because... Did you see the story about Steve Stricker, the captain of the Ryder Cup?
No.
He called up. He did a Zoom call with both DeChambeau and Koepka to see if they were willing to be on the same team together.
Really?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, right. And Koepka's quote then to a media guy when asked about it was, "I can put up with him for a week."
Yeah.
So, not exactly... yeah, he's my guy type of deal. So,
how big a problem is Kirk Cousins causing the Vikings?
I'm not sure he's causing a big problem within the team, but he is.
He's bugging the head coach a little bit.
Zimmer is a pro vaccine guy.
Because he's, you know, if Zim was home and retired in Tennessee, he wouldn't give a damn, but it's. You know, as a football coach who might have a game taken away from him because his team's got too much COVID.
Yes.
He's obviously pro-vaccine. I don't know. Has he said anything in the last couple of days?
Not that I'm aware of.
But he's I think Cousins is – the fans have really turned on him. And it's amazing, as I said, I think I said this last week. The amazing thing is that even the anti-vaccines – vacciners who are Viking fans are mad at him for not getting vaccinated.
Right.
You know, so
it was the Memorial in June, by the way.
Thank you. I was right.
Columbian Open or the
Columbian Memorial.
Yep. I need a sip of this. Sorry.
All right.
Well, on that note, Joe and Patrick and Rook, I learned a very, very valuable lesson yesterday.
All right.
The oven when you're having a couple too many beers.
I learned that months ago, but I was leaving my house to go take in the state amateur tournament out in Hamburg.
Right.
I was going to watch the Chanhassen Redbirds. And I thought, well, I might as well stop and get my supplies for when I get home that day.
Right.
And I made the mistake of
buying ice cream.
No, buying some beer. Yeah. And so I made the mistake of stopping at the Young America liquor store right off 212,
right
before the start of Stichtenfest.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap.
What is Stichtenfest?
It's their town celebration. Yeah. It's the oldest, I believe, celebration.
Norwood is Stichtenfest. They got a famous hamburger at Stichtenfest.
Is that where you pound the spike into?
You're thinking of Hammerschlager.
Hammerschlager.
Yeah.
So here's how it worked. At the liquor store opened at 11 o'clock.
Uh-huh. Yep.
The line went out the door.
No.
Down the sidewalk, and there was one guy that loaded up 23 cases of Coors Light in the back of his four-wheeler.
Is this a Muni?
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm schnipped and fooshed. I happened to drive by there once during schnipped and fooshed, and they pack them in, man. There's no doubt about it. All those towns in that area have their little civil service.
By the way, Patrick, since I can tell a town ball story on this show, this coming Saturday, I believe at 4 o'clock, it will be your Young America Cardinals against the St. Patrick Irish at Chaska Athletic. That will be a ball game.
Where are they, Waconia or Chaska?
They're in Chaska.
These kids? Are they college players home for the summer?
Mostly, yep.
Well, most teams are
a mix
a bunch of 40-year-old farmers, but then a lot of the really good teams have some college kids.
In fact, yesterday I watched 40-year-old Matt Meyer throw a gem for the Rochester Royals, man. He's got to be my age, isn't he, Pat?
I don't know. Who'd they beat?
They lost to the Redbirds 2-1. But he threw a hell of a ball game.
So Reavers basically was in on starting his Chanhassen team, Joe, and they're now the Class B powerhouse, won three in a row, right?
Yep. They should have been four because they got double-dipped the year before
that. And I think there's going to I said that they're gonna. They got this 694, 494 circle for Class A. Mm-hmm. Pretty soon they're gonna over here in the west suburbs. They're gonna have this big long little line yeah. coming out up to Chanhassen and coming back down. That's gonna be. I think they're gonna be Class A here if they don't watch
that, themselves. That's the highest level.
Class yeah, A well, that, that's where you play against the other Twin yeah. Cities teams, yeah. and then they don't. They the baseball board doesn't care about Class A. They don't care what you do in Class A, but they Class B and Class C, they do. I was at Chaska for a game the other day.
I saw your photo on Twitter.
Yes, and then I got to see my buddy from Delano.
Kip Kovar.
No, right? no. The older guy.
Oh.
The guy who's been to 63 straight state tournaments. Hayes or something. What a beauty he is, man. He is the world's leading expert on many, many topics. He's a great guy. But I see him at the ball tournament, and we sit there and see each other for five innings every year. That's it.
I ran into your buddy Driscoll yesterday.
This is why we really? Don't do town yeah. ball talk.
It's sports talk.
God yes. almighty.
Yes, it
Can
is.
I get back to the Vikings
here
for a minute?
Here
yes.
I want your take on the season. I want to know what you think.
Well, we got another week, you know.
No, just that they're doing nothing. They're practicing.
If Kirk Cousins plays 16 games, they will make the playoffs.
I think they have the benefit of I don't think the Packers are nearly as good as people think they are. And the other two teams in the division stink. So I think if they go, and there's now, we got seven teams going to the playoffs, Joe, instead of six. I think 9-8 gets you in the playoffs, and they'll go 9-8.
Doesn't Wilf have the right to tell him he has to be vaccinated? It's his company.
No, the players' union would get in the way of that.
Yeah. You know, there's some. It is a weird that some teams have got 100%. Now, here's one problem, though. Didn't the Atlanta Falcons announce they have 100%?
Yes, I believe so.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they stink.
Yeah.
They're terrible.
But it's going to cost you a fortune if you have to forfeit a game. You got to pay all the expenses for the other team, whole deal.
And, but doesn't the other team, they don't, do they win? The other team
wins? I believe
wins?
So, yes.
Okay. And if the game, I thought if the game wasn't played, neither team got paid.
I don't know. That's true?
Okay.
Yep.
If the game's not played, neither team. Because they want to put as much pressure on these guys as they possibly can.
Is there a Monday night game tonight?
I don't think they're making anybody play Monday. Maybe they are.
I thought everybody was done because cuts are supposed to be in by this evening or tomorrow.
But that's okay because BSN might have a replay of the Tigers-Twins if you want to watch that.
There's no game today. There's no game.
Yeah, well, that's okay. We're taking care of it. Yep. So, anyway.
The Vikes open a week from...
At Cincinnati, which stinks, so they should be okay.
Patrick, are you going to be at the new bank for Gophers Ohio State?
No, I'm not going to fight. We're going to have enough people covering it, but I'll watch it. They got a chance. Ohio State's got a quarterback who's never played. They lost all kinds of players. They still have, a lot of four stars playing for them, four and five stars. But, Maybe the quarterback for Ohio State will come out and turn it over three, four times. Who knows?
I wonder if that'll be a sellout.
Oh, yeah, it is. In fact, they announced that Ohio State had returned a bunch of tickets, so the people were jumping out to get them.
Don't they usually start with, Mount Holyoke or somebody? Or?
I saw that we did our – yeah, usually, yeah.
This is a big deal.
This is a Big Ten thing, yeah. They wanted to stretch out the weeks where they put good games on for the public. So they got kind of instead of starting off with three non-conference games, they're kind of
right.
interspersing that stuff. But I see that we had our first Gopher preview story, and there he was on the cover, Philip John Fleck. Isn't it John? I think it's John.
Sure.
And isn't it time that we write something about the program that's not about this doofus? Mm-hmm. Let's start writing about players instead of this self-serving, self-promoting BSer. Let's, it's not at Paul Christ at Wisconsin. They talk about the players over there.
Mm-hmm.
And let's talk about the players. Let's let this guy go in the background. He's just trying to sell himself so he can go coach someplace else anyway.
Now that you mention it, I don't know much about their players.
No, you don't get any access. They get an 8-minute interview with most of these guys, and that's it. You don't find Tanner Morgan, the quarterback. We know a little bit about
where's
him.
Where's he from?
Not much. I don't know. Where's he from, really?
Where's Tanner Morgan from?
Wasn't it Florida?
Yeah, we don't know.
I can't remember. Florida.
I don't know, but that's my point, I guess.
We don't know anything about him.
I know a lot about PJ.
He doesn't care about anybody else. He doesn't care about it.
Do you and Judd have a show?
3 o'clock.
We don't want to hold you back.
Yeah, no, we can keep going here.
Well,
we can go
fine.
Right up the hour.
No,
we're not going up till 3. I got news for you.
Give me two of your top fair observations, and then I'll let you go.
This year?
Yeah, so far.
The vibe is off for me. It's just the vibe's a little off.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, the attendance is, I mean, there's no other observation to make than this overarching idea that we have never seen anything like this in all our years being at the fair.
Right.
Never.
Yes.
It's amazing to see such. I got pictures sent to me by some of the kids I used to have Friday night, and they were laughing because they were at Giggles or Liney Lodge, and there was not a soul.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's, you throw rain on top of COVID. What's this bike doing here?
That's a Bentelli e-bike from EcoFun
Motorsports. And we're giving it away?
Yes, you can register to win that.
All you got to do is take a picture of the scanner there.
Now, an eco-bike, which I advertise for once in a while.
Yep, that's one
right
there.
Does that mean I don't have to pedal it?
That's a 5 levels of electric assist.
Okay,
Your feet are going through the motion.
I do the same thing. I get the muscles going.
Your feet are going through the motion, but that's doing the work.
But I don't have, the lungs aren't working.
I think it'd be one of the great state fair moments of all time to see you ride that up and down the street
out
here.
Would it be as good as getting thrown up on the...
I got air!
That was pretty good. That one getting air was pretty good.
That's right.
Well, since both of you are here, we did get a number of emails, Rook, right? Before we left the station, asking when the baby walk was going to be this year.
This Saturday. Show
we
up
just
Saturday.
Looked at some pictures.
Oh, Lord.
Backstage, Rook had some pictures.
I think one year we had 120.
Old pictures of the baby walk Saturday. It was like O'Hare Airport.
There was no room.
Yeah, it was amazing. And I think the favorite was the times when we got the young mothers.
Oh, yeah.
Bringing their precious baby up, and we'd give them the horn, and a couple of them would go,
Can't really get it,
getting flipped the bird by a 24-year-old mother.
All those kids are now hedge fund managers and obstetricians
and
lawyers, they're politicians and bankers.
You know, and what you'd have to do now is do a horn of approval, because the number of names that you'd have that you could approve would be very minimal.
That was fun. Yeah. Well, but those emails are wrong. There won't be a baby walk this year.
Good. Good to know. Yeah. Good to know.
I think people understand that. I was going to ask you something.
Here, why don't I forgot to play this when Pat was talking about Gopher football.
Yeah. Positivity is going to change this culture, period. Yeah. When you get inside the football walls, you're going to have positivity hit you right in the face.
How can anybody like this? How can you like this guy? How can you like this crap?
The football walls?
It's crap. It's all crap. How can you, grow up. You're adults. What is wrong with you people listening to this nonsense as if it means something? It doesn't mean anything. He's the most insincere human being to walk this University of Minnesota campus of all time. It's all BS. Listen to that. Play that again.
Oh, you want me to play it again?
Positivity is going to change this culture, period. When you get inside the football walls, you're going to have positivity hit you right in the face.
Bam!
You're not interested in having a meaningful relationship with him, are you?
No, I'm not.
No, okay.
We got guys covering him and kissing up to him. And plus,
has there been a local...
Plus, his wife ripped me on Twitter once.
Oh, that's right.
Very hurtful.
Has there been a local?
Very, very hurtful. I still am very hurt.
Have you felt this way about any other coach in the Twin Cities in your history? Not just the Gophers, but I'm throwing in the pros, too.
Well, Brewster.
Yeah.
I mean, Brewster,
Who was more full of
Brewster
beans?
Brewster did not make it through the opening press conference. Right. I ripped him the next day. Said this, you know, because that was a good different shtick. But pros, nobody.
I can't think of you having this belief about any pro coach that I'm aware of.
Probably not that worked up. No, not that. Because it's, you know, most pro coaches are, well, Bud was the program with the Vikings, but it was a different shtick. It wasn't loud. But most pro coaches aren't the team. You know,
right,
they aren't
right.
the team.
You miss the good old days, don't you?
Behind the rubber.
Oh, bullshit. Yeah. Yeah. You know, there he is. And this crew is here just to that.
Yes.
Earl, God love you.
That guy was a great American.
Yep.
That guy was, he wasn't full of beans, man. He was...
And the baseball walls, would positivity hit you in the face when you met Earl Weaver in the locker room?
Actually, in the Earl's office, something hit you in the face, but it might be a beer.
Or Earl would say, what the bleep are you talking about?
Yeah, right. Well, Earl was, I've always told the story when he thinks he's walking Heisel and he's walking Dan Ford. And we walk into his office after the game, and he said, the first one of you guys that makes any smart-ass remark about they all look alike, I'm going to punch you. And he's drinking beer. But then he had, like, guys, Jim Henneman and Kenny Nigro, and they'd come in there and argue with him about strategy for, like, 20 minutes. Yeah. And he'd be yelling at them, and they'd be yelling at him. I mean, it was a different
world.
Well,
I found my whole page here.
It was a hell of a game. I mean, $23 if you can get more excitement than that, hell, you're in the wrong operation. A hell of a game. And let me say something. As long as I'm in this f***ing job, Snelker will be the offensive coach. I mean, no f***ing question about that. I don't like to name names after a f***ing game. We can't be responsible for the blocking. We can't be responsible for the f***ing guys jumping offside. We can't be responsible for we get down there and it was a dumb play by Anderson. I love Anderson. But it was a dumb f***ing play when his foot was, shoe was coming off, up the line. We were hiring to take timeout. We had a f***ing trap play called, and his f***ing shoe comes off. That ain't Bob Snelker's fault.
Nope.
Oh, God. I told you that the son-in-law, one of the son-in-laws told me when I went out to the little memorial they had for him at Fort Snelling.
Yeah.
One of the son-in-laws said, yeah, when our kids get to be 15, we play the Snelker tape.
Yeah, yeah.
That's an introduction to the family.
Yep.
This is
here's Grandpa. Here's your grandfather.
Grandpa.
Oh, that's wonderful. I envy that. That's fantastic.
Yes, it is fantastic.
Maybe we'll do that with your young ones, Joe. We can play them the signed spec ad.
I have a CD of my failed ads, and I think you got to wait till they're about 20.
Yeah, all right.
All right, Patrick.
What was the name of the institute he represented?
Oh, I got to fire up that guy.
That was
Ain't.
That was Ain't.
Testing. Destructive
great
testing.
Great outfit. The I American just didn't institute. Know what the hell they were selling.
For non-destructive testing.
Yeah, it's a great outfit. It really is.
We had them playing a football schedule.
Oh,
year,
yeah.
That was Patino. That was Patino's preseason
game.
Yeah.
Patino. Okay. I miss him, too.
Oh, I gotta find this for the crowd. I mean, they're asking for is what they're asking for here.
Yeah, but this was this one we played was it actually
well,
on the air?
Well, this was, I believe, was your first attempt at a live read, and you know, Rook being
it was
the
danger
good,
audio don't, corner don't, ahead.
Don't
audio
play,
corner.
Don't play that sign one.
No, I'm not.
Brash and aggressive.
Here we go.
But still willing to laugh.
Joe, kill the talent. Here comes his first live read.
1500 ESPN.
Oh, we're off to a bad start.
What are you giggling about over there?
This is the greatest thing I've ever heard of. It's called the American Institute of Non-Destructive Testing. You're wondering, what does that mean? I wondered the same thing, too.
You know, technology.
It's a school based in Baxter, up near Brainerd.
Yep.
They have tremendous placement rate success.
Uh-oh, he's falling.
It combines class.
It's a school?
It's an online account.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Wi-Fi powered.
It's 4 months of online training.
Yeah, I know, but it's
we
a good deal because you don't
in that, oh, I would have trouble with this.
I know, but you
go
don't
go to trainingndt.com.
Here we go.
Trainingndt.com.
On the track.
Let me cut to the chase. Learn how to use radiography, ultrasound.
Right. He rallied. He rallied.
Oh,
first,
my God.
The first 30 seconds were a little rough.
A little rough.
He goes to me, he just goes.
He's
starts pointing.
And go, cue the talent.
I started it by laughing.
Oh. I wouldn't quite know what that meant either.
Yeah, well, so. We got it. They're a great, great client. They came back
for a while. Yes, they did. They wanted more of that.
That's right.
Well, it's because we had to give them their money back for the first couple of spots.
I suppose, yeah.
Probably.
All right, gang.
All right.
We'll see you later.
Monday Night Sports.
Labor Day next year. What are we going to do? Labor Day tomorrow, next week. We're going to have to take the week off.
No, we're not
going to
have a show.
Okay.
We're not going to have a show.
Okay. All right.
Off-air portion complete.
EcoFun has e-bikes in stock. And why is that important? Because every other bike retailer is out of stock and will not be getting new e-bikes until December or January. You can't even get one for Christmas from them. The weather is warming up, so if you are in the market for an e-bike, scooter, or ATV, go to EcoFun right now. EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. Talk with Tim Bloom, the owner of EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. Tim and his family will help you select the e-bike that is right for you, and they will deliver it to your front door in the metro area. Right now, EcoFun has Bentelli e-bikes and Yamaha Motor Assist bikes in stock. EcoFun also carries the full line of Yamaha scooters, motorcycles, and a wide variety of Yamaha ATVs, including ATVs for kids. Check out EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake and online at EcoFunMotorsports.com and tell Tim that that old bicycler Patrick Racy sent you.
Hey, GLers, it's Reavers here once again for Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold. And as you've been hearing over the course of the last couple of months, Josh asks you one simple question, and that's always, do you know what you own? You see, Josh's clients, they always know what they own. And Josh has found that most people that he meets with every single day, well, they don't. They absolutely have no idea. Josh has also seen retirement portfolios that have a big percentage in bonds. And there are real instances of people paying more in commissions and fees than they can possibly make on the rate of return that those bonds currently yield. So Josh begs of you, know what you own. And you'll hear from Mr. Money Talk later today here in Garage Logic to give you a specialized report on the goings-on in the market today. Trust is often overused, and it's even harder to find. Please, you can take it from me that you can trust Josh. So give him a call today for that free 48-minute financial consultation, and you do so by calling 952-925-5608. Once again, that's 952-925-5608 for Mr. Money Talk, Josh Arnold.
This is Patrick Ricey for the Canopy Group. As you set out to explore Minnesota this fall, think about this. There are 234 cities in Minnesota with populations over 2,500. The Canopy Group has clients in all but seven of those. Why is this fact important? Because the Canopy Group's experience in all of these Minnesota cities gives them a unique edge in getting you the best home and auto insurance coverage at the best price. Remember, the Canopy Group offers 15 insurance companies for a reason to match your specific situation, including zip code, with the possible best insurance company for you. This is done for you every year because your specific situation may change. It is also true that the insurance company's appetites might change as well. This experience is working throughout Minnesota. It provides thousands of Canopy Group clients a peace of mind knowing the Canopy Group is working for them. Please visit the Canopy Group .com today.
Apollo Heating and Air.
If you need to replace, Apollo is the place. Schedule your appointment with Apollo today, and you can have a new air conditioner for as low as $45 a month. Think you need a new home comfort system? No problem. You could have one from Apollo for as low as $84 a month. Let the professionals at Apollo keep your home cool and comfortable all season long. Visit callapollo.com to schedule your appointment today.
Call